From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting officials look for terrorism suspect. Moroccan authorities say Belgium has formally requested help in tracking a key suspect in the Paris massacres. A statement from Rabat says Belgium's king has asked Morocco's king for cooperation in finding Salah Abdeslam. Abdeslam has avoided arrest since crossing into Belgium from Paris hours after the November 13th terrorist attacks. Brussels, meanwhile, remains on lockdown, and police there press forward with a search for terrorist suspects. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel says the danger of attacks remains.
I can confirm that the threat for an attack is imminent and serious, and we want to ask our population to stay calm.
Late Monday, the U.S. State Department issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans that Islamic State extremists and other terrorist organizations continue planning attacks in multiple regions. Also, U.S. President Barack Obama welcomes his French counterpart, François Hollande, to the White House Tuesday. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its airstrikes against Islamic State insurgents in Syria. He said he would ask the British Parliament later in the week for approval to join the fight against the jihadists.
How such action would be one element of a comprehensive and long-term strategy to defeat ISIL, in parallel with a major international effort to bring an end to the war in Syria.
In a visit to Paris, the British leader told French President François Hollande that French jet fighters could use a British airbase in Cyprus. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Barack Obama took action against the four men in an executive order issued Monday. This is VOA News.